Blog Talk Radio.
As real as it seems, the American dream ain't nothing but another calculated scheme to get us locked up, shot up and back and chained, to deny us of the future, rob our names, kept my history a mystery, but now I see the American dream wasn't meant for me, cause Lady Liberty's a hypocrite, she lied to me, while it's for freedom, education, equality, never gave me nothing but slavery, and now look at how dangerous it made me, calling me a madman, cause I'm strong and bold, with this gun full of knowledge of the lies you told, promise me emancipation, and this new nation, all you ever gave my people with starvation, fathers of the country never cared for me, they kept my ancestors shackled up in slavery, and Uncle Sam never did a damn thing for me, that lie about the facts in my history, so now I'm sitting here mad cause I'm unemployed, but the government's glad cause they enjoy when my people are down, so they can screw us around, time to change the government now, pass the power, pass the power.
Immunity. I strike America like a case of heart disease. Panther power is running through my arteries. Try to stop me, oh boy, you'll be clawed to death. Cause I'll be fighting for my freedom with my dying breath. Do you remember? That's what I'm asking you. You think you're living free? Don't make me laugh at you. Open your eyes, realize you've been locked in chains. Said you wasn't civilized and stole your name. Cause the time has passed, seem to all forget. There is no liberty for you and me, we ain't free yet. Panther power. Panther power. Panther power. Panther power. As real as it seems, the American dream ain't nothing but another calculated scheme to get us locked up, shot up and back and chained, to deny us of the future, rob our names, kept my history a mystery, but now I see the American dream wasn't meant for me, cause Lady Liberty's a hypocrite, she lied to me, while it's for freedom, education, equality, never gave me nothing but slavery, and now look at how dangerous it made me, calling me a madman, cause I'm strong and bold, with this gun full of knowledge of the lies you told, promise me emancipation, and this new nation, all you ever gave my people was starvation, fathers of the country never cared for me, they kept my ancestors shackled up in slavery, and Uncle Sam never did a damn thing for me, step live by the facts in my history, so now I'm sitting here mad cause I'm unemployed, but the government's glad cause they enjoy when my people are down, so they can screw us around, time to change the government now, pass the power.
Great Tupac Shakur. Some might disagree about him being great, but that's their opinion. They're entitled to it. Anyway, good evening, everybody. Happy Sunday. This is an independent production, Dollhouse Radio. You're listening to Urban Society. I'm your host, James A. Jones. My co-hosts are James Acevedo, who also has the honor of hosting his own show on Indy Morrell's Dollhouse Network entitled Bench Warmers. I'm also here with Russell L. Benford, author of the book Lies, Liberty, and the Pursuit of Happiness, and with Cobra Commander, who is also honored hosting, co-hosting Indy Morrell's Dollhouse Radio's Vamp City show. So with that said, I guess we're going to have our announcements.
You are tuned in to Dollhouse Radio, the hottest station on the net. We air live 7 days a week with 17 shows hosted by the sexiest hosts. Find out more about the Dollhouse Radio family by visiting our website at www.dollhouseradio.com. Find out the latest porn, entertainment, and indie music news on our Hot Sugar blog daily on the Dollhouse Radio website. We are looking to showcase the hottest in indie music this year. Interested in getting your music in rotation or having your video featured on our website? Be sure to send your music and video submissions in to dollhouseradiomusic@gmail.com. All music submissions must contain a bio or one sheet, promotional photos, and your music in MP3 format. Businesses and promoters, looking to advertise your brand or event on Dollhouse Radio? Email your inquiries to Head of Promotions at Brian, Dollhouseradio@gmail.com. Our Spotlight Artists of the Month are Alana Evans, Heroin, Raphael, Carla Page, Dennis Good, and Mila J. Cooking with Miss Brooks has a new name. It is now Sammy's Cocktail Hour, hosted by the sexiest chef in town, Sammy Brooks, airing live every Monday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific Time. You can also catch Sammy on Thursday evenings, 7 p.m. Eastern and 4 p.m. Pacific Time on Webcamming with Sammy and Sage for all you webcam lovers and ladies interested in getting into webcamming. Also coming soon, look for former porn star legend Janet Jackney to join the cast of one of our shows. And catch former porn star and the 2015 AVN Hall of Fame inductee Alana Evans as a new co-host of Benchwarmers Live, airing every Friday at 2 p.m. Eastern. Coming this spring, Sexy and Biz returns with former adult film star Imani Rose, Launchpad Radio returns hosted by the legendary Ian Burke, and our new show, Truth Front to Back premieres. Keep up with everything Dollhouse Radio by following us on Twitter at @Dollhouse_radio. And now, back to your program.
Okay, welcome back to Urban Society here on Indy Morrell's Dollhouse Radio. Now I want to bring in my co-hosts to introduce themselves.
Well, good evening, everybody. Yes, welcome to Urban Society here on Dollhouse Radio. This is James Acevedo. You can follow me on Twitter at YankeeMan1973. And just to let our listeners know, the chat room is also open. So if you're shy to call in at 646-595-4038, you can chat in the chat room. So chat away, everybody. Let's get this started.
Hey, Nick. Hey, everybody. How you? Hello.
There you go,
Cobra. Hey, everybody. This is Cobra Commander. And you can follow me as well on Twitter, Hooligan Nation. I'm just here. I'm excited. Let's go.
Oh, Russell is here too, by the way.
Yeah, I'm just checking in. I got a little delayed on, but I'm here.
Okay.
Right on time.
Well, fantastic. Good that you're here. So anyway, we're going to have the same format basically that we had last week. I'm not going to run down the long list of topics, although I do have a long list of topics here. But firstly, we're going to go with the topic that Cobra Commander has chosen. So, Cobra, you want to start off with it?
Well, hello, fellas, and this is my topic for the show, which is taking the noose. Is child support the new noose for men today? My question, I'm going to put it out there, because, like, today I just saw, for example, Wiz Khalifa was putting on Twitter that basically, in a nutshell, he had a birthday party and the baby mama said, no, you can't have him. And so do you all think that's a new noose on men today?
Yeah, you can start, Russell, if you want.
Well, I don't have children, so I really don't feel like I'm qualified to speak on it. But from what I do know, I think that the way child support is enforced definitely does more harm than good. If you're talking about this, trying to get the state to strong arm a person to take care of a child that they have sired, and then in the effort to do so, then they do things like suspend your driver's license and lock you up, which if you are trying to take care of your child but just have a difficulty to do so, that certainly doesn't help matters any. If they you know, and put such measures upon you. But that's really all I want to say at the moment.
Well, okay. I would say yes and no to that. But at the moment, I'll just say yes and no, being that it was just a question thrown out there. I'll just put in my yes and no.
Wow. Okay. Well, explain why you say yes or no. Why would you say yes and no?
Okay, I would say yes. It is in fact a noose around, well, men's neck, but I guess we're more so talking about black men because, well, I can't really speak on white men because I'm not around white men. I'm more so around black men. But I can see it as being a noose around their neck, yes, in the sense that some guys that I know, I mean, some refuse to work primarily because of the way the child support laws are, or how can I put it, put forward. Such as one guy was telling me once how, you know, he stopped working once he seen his paycheck after what child support had taken from him. Let's just say he may have had, let's say, a $290 check. He said after child support got through with him, he had about, let's say, $29. He said, I'm not going to work like that. So he resorted to selling drugs. But like that's just one case, and no doubt that is an extreme case. But then again, no doubt there are other cases just like that, or even, well, I would say yes, just like that. Then again, you do have those who will still work like that. But that's the yes factor, wherein it would appear to be a noose around that person's neck. Who let us say, no doubt, don't want to pay child support, therefore refuses to pay child support. But then again, no, in the sense that, I mean, something has to be done for the child. I mean, two people are responsible for it being here, but then it's like just one person, once it's here, has to take on the burden of providing for it. I disagree with that. Therefore, that's why I say yes and no.
Well, on the other hand, let's put it like this, okay? Let's say, for example, I kind of agree and disagree with what you're saying. I agree in the aspect of that, yeah, it's some extreme like what you gave. But also, what about the mother who don't want that father, who just wants a check?
That there is another issue, too, which we could say is another extreme example. And in a sense, I guess we may be going from extreme to extreme here concerning, let's say, the negative. You follow what I'm saying?
I follow what you're saying, but the thing about it is, if you said it's just, that's not pretty extreme. That's almost common now. That's pretty common that most women wants the check or they want the financial backing but don't want the father or don't want the man to be a part of that situation. That's why we have so many fathers that's not in here. It's like you said, the extreme of the guy that was working and he found out he got a $29 check and he chose to go off the books. But you have fathers who work every day and who work all the time and who wants to be a part of their children's life, but the mother holds the child hostage. Literally hostage, or you get child support, and I have a friend who literally pays child support, but to see his child, he has to pay extra money to her in hand to see that child.
But what I would say to that, though, I mean, that's those, I would say, if not extreme cases, then let us say those negative cases. But what about the cases, well, again, still in the extreme, with those kind of persons? I mean, let us say, saying those kind of persons, meaning that, you know, that woman who is like that, let us say she's being vindictive for whatever reason, but then again, in a real sense, just thinking hypothetically, we don't know what's going on actually in that guy's and that woman's life. We don't know what their relationship is or is not like.
That's true. And you can also go ahead.
The thing is, basically, I guess what the gist is that there's no equal protection and equal consideration.
There you go.
For men and women. Like when you take, for example, in the cases in which the man is granted custody, I ain't never heard no female paying child support.
Well, consider Hailey Mary. I mean,
one, you're talking about an income disparity, and two, I mean, like, you know, I still say, black woman, white man, you know, sucks to be you. But,
that itself is another situation.
But regular folks, regular folks, like, you know what I'm saying, black man, black woman, you know what I'm saying, white man, white woman, of a similar tax bracket, I've never heard of a case. You know, I mean, I'm sure that they are, but I don't know of any of a woman paying child support, let alone going through the things that the penalties that a man faces for not paying child support. But I think that when you have a system that treats people like commodities and benefits from separation of the family, then you see, you know, laws such as this, you know, like what you say about the guy with the $29 check. It's the same thing, like, if you are incarcerated and you're supposed to be rehabilitated and reintegrate into society, and then, you know, you looking like, how, Sway, how? Because I can't get a job, you know.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, definitely.
And then you fall into the trap of, you know, well, like the other gentleman, like I said, you know, doing things off the grid, you know, hoping that you don't get caught, and then but the system is set up for you, they set it up for you to have to resort to such measures so you can be buried, you know, in the system.
Well, my question is, then I have a question. My question is, do you think that the system is designed for you to not be a father?
Go ahead, Russell.
I think that the new age feminists definitely champion the removal of fatherhood of the male species, you know, and this is no exaggeration.
But which feminists are these, though? I'm gonna ask that question.
Because
which feminists are these, though?
Yeah, me either.
Well,
I'm asking
which feminists are these that Russell are talking about?
I said third wave feminist.
Who comprises this third wave of feminism then? Of course, I've never heard this term, third wave feminism.
First, like a lot of people erroneously try to lump all feminists together. They'll say, oh yeah, Bill, you know, put Bell Hooks and Elizabeth Cady Stanton and Sojourner Truth in the same boat. You know what I'm saying? And third wave feminists are the feminists that came after the 70s. Millennial feminists, where they espouse that the problem with society is man himself.
Those were the first women liberation.
No.
I mean, I would have to get out of encyclopedia to be more thorough than this instead of just, you know, going off the top of my head. But the point that I wanted to get to was that between the state, you know, I say like the government and test tube babies, you know, man is becoming increasingly obsolete.
This
sounds foreign to you. That's what I say.
Not foreign. Extreme.
Well,
it's not extreme. It is not extreme because the thing about it is, let's be realistic. Men are third class citizens now.
Oh man, where did you get this from?
Oh my lord, where have you been?
No. Where do you all be? That's a better question. Grammatically.
I wouldn't say that men are third class citizens, but I say that there's definitely an agenda.
Let me explain what I mean by third class citizen. The thing about it is, men are third class citizen in the aspect of, let's say, and I'm only using what we're the subject at hand, which is child support, children, fatherhood, and so forth. The system is designed for you to pay, not to be. The thing about it is, they do not care if you are a father to your children or not. And they have put in the mind of the women, you don't need that father, you need his money. So the thing about it is, our community are totally desolated and destroyed because of the fact that there is no men present in the community that is disciplining, that is being a part of these children's lives. That's why we have so many children that are totally lost because of lack of father and balance. That's why I say in the aspect, and this is not just black men, this is across the board. Puerto Rican, white, it's to the point that if you go into court and ask for custody of that child, that woman has to be damn near a crackhead who's selling her body on the corner for you to get that child. And the only way, if you do get that child, if you use like a ludicrous or another aspect, they have the money and the means to fight. If you just a common Joe, you automatically less, because I look at it like you said before. Like you said before, Mr. Jones, if it took two to make that child, why don't we have 50-50 custody from the giddy up?
No, that's not what I said. I didn't say that.
I'm saying that. Responsibility.
Okay.
If you say it's the responsibility is mine, why don't we have 50-50 custody?
But that's not what I said. I didn't say that we have.
I'm saying that. If you're saying the responsibility is that man to pay and take care of that child, then why don't I have custody, co-custody of that child with this woman? I automatically have to pay for the child first. Then I go fight for custody. They don't give me that with the pay.
But again, I mean, right now, I mean, we are crossing issues here. But then again, going back to the issue of, okay, all right, the child is here now, okay?
Yes.
And the child is here. However, mm-hmm. something happened between that man and that woman. And now, at this point, don't know why the man feels that he has to step away, or don't know why the woman feels that she has to step away from the man. But however,
mm-hmm.
that is a situation now.
Mm-hmm.
The woman has to step away or the man has to step away, but still, the responsibility for that child should still be both of theirs. And
but by law,
it's
automatically
the woman
get full custody. Unless he proves something.
Well, listen. All right. And
okay.
Can a man breastfeed a child? I mean, think about that, too. It's not in him.
But the breastfeeding is insignificant. Are you serious? That's what they make formula for. I can put a formula and feed that baby.
See, that's another extreme of the extreme. But okay, let us give out our call in number here, because we might have people on the line calling.
Oh wow, who's that background noise, boy? Well, it's 646-595-4038. That's 646-595-4038, and you have to press number 1 if you want to comment or give us a question.
What's up with
you? Well, it's not like the women are already trying to get in.
Yeah,
well, that's what they do. But go ahead.
I got distracted.
Okay, but again, still going into and on this issue here again,
mm-hmm.
As to it being a noose around the neck of men, that's a yes and a no. But then again, just think about the woman herself. What
mm-hmm.
what is it to her when the child comes into the world, and then she is left there by herself? That can be, in a sense, seen as a noose around her neck, but then again, it's something that she has to contend with, but then again, too, she don't have to, because she can just as well, you know, give it up for adoption, because the child is...
I mean, but like,
so I'm not
like
back
I said,
up.
Like I said, the system, you know, if a woman wants to have a child, but the man doesn't, and she has a child anyway, the state that man pays. If a man wants to have a child and the woman doesn't, she can abort that child, and the man can just, and the man has no recourse. He just oh well, don't drink the beer.
You gotta take it. He got to take it, unfortunately.
And that's why I said there's no equal
exactly.
Equal respect under the law. Hence, before
exactly.
example, I was talking to a friend of mine. I said, now how is it, like you say, like even in adoption, how is it that a single woman can adopt a child, no problem?
Mm-hmm.
A married couple can adopt a child,
no
problem. No
problem. Mm-hmm.
A gay couple can adopt a child, no problem.
Male
or female. A lesbian couple can adopt a child, no problem.
No problem.
But a single man, you can't
not
adopt.
Not gonna happen.
No,
not gonna happen.
But okay. Well, right now we're gonna have to go into a music break.
Well, there's a question to come back from break.
Well, yes, it will. Yes, it will be. So the artist that we're going to hear now
that's a hell of a question.
Okay, the artist that we're going to hear now is Spiff, featuring Busta Rhymes and Bugs Calhoun. The song is Big Ring. So this is Spiff featuring Busta Rhymes and Big Calhoun. Bugs Calhoun, my mistake. The song is Big Rings. Here we go.
You would think I play ball for these big rings. You would think I play ball for these big rings. You would think I play ball for these big rings.
Nah, niggas be hoping that this type of shit ain't soon. Niggas be hoping that I stop fucking their ass up soon. Well, that shit ain't happening no time soon. Paper Rock Conglomerate, yo. Now I can fuck shit up again until the dance starts.
Damn, son.
So many zeros in my checks, can you imagine when I cash one? Pass some of them bottles around like we a man. Pardon my team for pulling up a couple Aston Martins, and I'm farting and I'm shitting on you niggas like, look where we be starting. Till you niggas get it right, bottles full of arson. Sorry niggas need a light, prior to the heat I might lock shit down a little. From stepping in the spot, I hope you don't mind, just respect it. These bitches call me Dolce Rhymes, and you don't say I'm the pressure you don't mess with. Press up on you niggas, turn your face into a press kit. Yeah, you heard the messenger, get with the commissioner. Hot shit, squad, walk with a fire extinguisher. Double shot of Tron, should be calling shit a Dillinger. 40 carat yellow diamond, pinky ring will kill him, bro.
You would think I play ball for these big rings. You would think I play ball for these big rings. You would think I play ball for these big rings. I play ball. Watch me do my thing. I'm like Gold Bugs McDonald. All these carrots in my brain. Sierra Leone stone. That costs a small fortune. But it ain't nothing to a general when he's bossing. Coming down the lane with rings. They never seen me and my team. We getting cream and looking so clean. You would think I was a player, Jabob, Duke, Kareem. Hitting bands fast is part of my routine. Yeah. You would think I play ball. The way I do this, I'm born the way I do this. I'm painting the town, riding. See me stunting in my new whip. Mashing on the gas with a pop. Pocket full of gas, they thinking it's D-Wade when I'm rolling down the Ave now. It's the go-getter, get more cheddar, general, but cow, so much numbers in my ledger, I could get a big ring for every day of the week. I got my jeweler like a doctor on call, you would think I play ball.
You would think I play ball for these big ring balls. You would think I play ball for these big ring balls. You would think I play ball for these big ring balls. For these play ball for these big ring
balls. I put in work for these big rings. You gon' need a black card for these big rings. Tight words, got your boy rockin' iceberg. Julie hitting up my iPhone first serve. I ball like Dr. Julius Earth. And when I shoot, I'm ahead, call me Larry Bird. I'm a legend in anything that you did already. In other words, everything you say in the cemetery. A ball spin it, 20 years I did it. I'm the whole mansion. Nigga, you just shittin', you can catch me in the club. With my diamonds so loud, DJ can't play like nigga. Turn your shit down. I ring like the wild heart to ride. You cops are on your damn leash to drive. But this you gonna need a little time, homie. This is big ring shit, not small money.
You would think I play ball for these big ring balls. You would think I play ball for these big ring balls. You would think I play ball for these big ring balls. For these play ball for these big rings. You would think I play ball for these big ring balls. You would think I play ball for these big ring balls. You would think I play ball for these big ring balls. For these play ball for these big rings.
I like that.
Yeah. Okay, well, welcome back to Urban Society here on Dollhouse Radio. That was Spliff featuring Busta Rhymes and Bugs Calhoun. The song is called Big Rings. And our calling number here is area code 646-595-4038. Again, that's area code 646-595-4038. And do press 1 to engage with us here on the show. So
that's right.
Let's go back into the issue.
Yeah.
With your last question, Russell.
Well, I'm gonna jump on that one. The thing about it is, they can allow anybody and everybody, and I can jump on that because I've had actual experience with my brother trying to adopt a child, and he was up in age. He didn't have a wife or a girlfriend. He was up in his early fifties. And the thing about it, the state told him he couldn't do it, and it was a 5-year waiting list. He had to end up adopting my niece overseas in India. You know, so the thing about it is that they look at men as unfunctional persons to nurture a child, and that is so untrue. That is so untrue in every way.
But see,
I wanted to say.
All right, James, you going to say something?
Yeah, I wanted to say something on this whole situation. As far as with going back a little bit with child support being the news for men, I say yes because of this. It's a double standard, as we've been talking about this whole time. And as what Cobra was talking about with his friend, talking about how, you know, his money got, you know, the amount of money depending on what happened in the trial, so on and so forth, and how much money he gets. See what lengths he has to do just to make extra money, which is he has to go on the street to do make the extra money. Now, this shouldn't be happening. You know, there should be a fair solution where, you know, if two people, a man or woman, they can't seem to coexist, but they have a child together, there should be a way of, okay, it should be a 50-50 type of thing. It shouldn't be a double standard. Look what Cobra's talking about. Like, you know, we're talking about adopting, you know, Russell was saying that earlier, and everybody else seems to can adopt a kid very easily than a guy. Why is that? Because they, like you said, you think all men are evil. You think most men, what, they think it's, you know, has to do with pedophile? I don't know. But that shouldn't be the case unless you do a thorough background check. If you do a thorough background check, you know, then that's
I mean,
that should be the thing.
The
but
whole thing
it should be fair for everybody.
Is like
in the background.
The assumption of nefarious activity, you know, of a male as compared to the other two, and yet we see countless news stories of couples. Single women or couples, heterosexual or homosexual, that do all of these types of things, and then you like, you know, oh, see, like the white couple that adopted the black girl from from Egypt or something like that. They had a tied up in the backyard,
like she was a pit bull.
But okay, but like in that situation, though, we can also fall back on the reality that it's also known that a white family can adopt a black child, but at the same time, a black family can't necessarily adopt a white child easily.
Exactly.
or it just don't happen. But having said that, I want to go back into what Russell had brought up about men adopting kids and how that isn't allowed, and then how it's not equal. As for myself, I think that's stretching the issue into the extreme area, because in my thinking, in my thinking, in a real sense, I mean, what man really contemplates adopting a child? Well, let me clarify that or qualify that. In my thinking, the only way that a man would consider adopting a child is if it is his family, his sister's children. Maybe something happened to his sister, or his brother's children. Maybe something happened to his brother, or maybe just, you know, the family thing.
At the same time, like I said, that goes back until that actually is interrelated to the topic at hand. That if a dude is like, hey, you know what, I want to have a child, but I don't want to have a child by these scandalous ass bitches out here. I don't want not just child support. We could talk about alimony. We could talk about divorce settlements.
We're talking about child support and our variations
of that same noose on the man. So if a dude is like, hey, you know what? You know what I'm saying? I want a child, but I don't wanna run the risk of dealing with the bullshit, you know what I'm saying, from a female, you know what I'm saying? Let me see if I can, adopt a shorty, whatever like that. And the state will say no. And what I'm saying is how logical is it that the state will say no to a single heterosexual male over to gay dudes?
But again, I mean, in my opinion, there again, you're mixing two issues that aren't really equal. And then again,
I didn't say that they were equal.
Well, I said that they were not even related. Well, not even related. Well, and in my thinking, okay. really logically thinking, neither should even be considered. But because
wow.
of the way, listen. All right, you say wow, but whatever. But anyway, because of the homosexual movement, because of the homosexual movement, they have got it so wherein they can adopt.
But that was even before the flag waving the dude still. It was still a social faux pas.
Okay. What I'm trying to say here is that on the man part, I'm already done with that because that's just I would say just for a man to just all of a sudden think, well, okay, I want to adopt a child. I don't think that's somehow I want to say rational, but maybe that's not the
right
word.
Let me ask this question here. Let me put forth this question so as I can clarify what I'm saying or meaning by rational.
Or rational.
Okay.
Would you all agree that it's rational for a woman to want to adopt a child?
Yes.
Totally rational.
Yes.
Okay.
No,
so do you also think then that it is also totally rational for a man to want to adopt a child?
Yes.
There is some men.
So I can't argue that because you do.
Yes.
It'll be like talking to Republicans. Can't do it.
The question is flawed because you're saying rational.
Thank you.
We're not talking about rationality.
We're talking about a desire to adopt. We're talking about
prohibition. We're talking about, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I don't think that is rational, you know, for if you want to talk about rationality, I think that it is irrational for those other groups to be able to
be allowed to.
So do I.
Let me say something. Because think about you took it into a world of it's irrational for a man to want to adopt. And as Russell hit on, I'm gonna hit it again. In 2015, with all the scandalousness going on, it's a lot of men who don't want the baggage of a woman.
So they want to adopt a child. Is that what you're saying?
They want a child.
So therefore, they want to adopt a child.
Yes.
I don't believe it. I'm not believing it.
I know several.
There are.
It's the same reason why you see the young brothers. You know what I'm saying? Doing the little league and the basketball camp.
True, that's true.
And the woo-woo, whatever. Because that's as close as a child can get to a child. It's mentorship, or like, you know, a big brother.
Oh, thank you, mentorship. I'm glad you mentioned that word, mentorship. I'm glad you mentioned that word. It lets me know that like you are rational on this issue. Thank you.
Wow, it's amazing to me how you labeling things as rational.
And then the funny thing, especially if you're talking about, like you said, most young men in the inner city that don't have a father, whether ran out on a mother, or incarcerated, or dead, or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Why wouldn't it still be irrational for a man to want to provide a more stable
environment for a child?
I don't understand the language that you're using
exactly
to make that like such a social faux pas.
asinine thing. Like, it's an asinine thing to think that a man would want to adopt a child without a woman.
Well, I'm not saying it's completely asinine, but what I am saying, how can I put it? I'm not saying it's asinine, but where I would put rationality into the situation is if it's his family.
No, they don't have to be family.
That is a total
illogical situation, because I can name several men that I know, that's not just personal friends, but just in general, who have adopted children because they have a desire to teach, to help, to nourish, to love
Absolutely.
Someone besides themselves,
yeah,
besides their
like
favorite
that.
Dog.
I mean,
that
yeah,
dude's
people,
like
I mean,
that.
Because like, I, because at the end of the day, guys in the hood are already doing that. As far as taking someone in and this, that, and the other. I mean, it's just informal. It's just, you know, like that's unk, that's big bruh or whatever.
Exactly.
Like,
exactly.
We're just talking about
formal
under the law.
Yeah, period.
You know, that's what we're saying.
Oh, well, okay, but right now it's time for another break. We have another song coming in, and this song is from Carla Page, entitled Supernova. So this is Carla Page, Supernova. We'll be right back.
But I know you miss the old me. Boy, I have so much to offer now.
Okay, welcome back to Urban Society here on Indy Morrell's Dollhouse Radio Network. And we just heard the song from Carla Page entitled Supernova. That was Carla Page, Supernova. Our caller number here is area code 646-595-4038. That's area code 646-595-4038. Now, going back into the issue, as I was saying, I think that, you all have really stretched the issue, conversation, off into the, I would say, the absurd. I know, that might sound kind of harsh. Yes, I know it does, in fact, sound kind of harsh. But realistically, I mean, what man, again, in his, is going to actively go to a adoption agency and seek to adopt a child? It's just not going to happen. Number one, because in my thinking, number one, that's not in a man's mental makeup. And then again, number two, that's not what the adoption agency is looking for in terms of a parent and or a guardian for that child. It's more so looking for, a woman, number one. Number two, a woman whom they feel will be able to provide for that child. A woman single and or hopefully a man and a woman. But like just a man? No. That's
then explain two gay men adopting one then.
Again,
because there's two men. That's two men.
That's one of those.
Okay,
I'm going to say,
two men.
That's one of those anomalies.
In my opinion, that's
also something that shouldn't be. But again, because of the ascendancy of homosexualism in this society, it happens. It happens.
Wow. Okay.
That gives back to the premise of my argument is that
men lack compassion or love.
You say that, yeah.
From a woman, yeah. Okay.
For you to say that is absurd. Yeah.
Okay.
Society and the government has
made it that way.
Has made it that way, and two has made all of those other alternatives, all of those other configurations, more socially acceptable.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll put it like this. There was a phrase in some records that went like, what lurks in the minds of men?
Are you serious?
Listen, this is exactly, and you know what's so funny? Because he is espousing exactly the ideology of third wave feminism.
Yes, you are. I'm gonna say this.
Okay.
You are one of the main. With that comment right there, is the main factor that men are afraid to deal with women that want to adopt kids, because the ideology of what you said, what lurks in the mind of men, let's be real, what lurks in the mind of women? Because as of today, women are the main stewards of kids, and they are terrible, absolutely terrible. Our community has gone to purity shit because women have taken over the head of households and have totally demolished communities.
Well, okay, let me expand what I just said about what lurks in the mind of men to say what lurks in the mind of humans, not just man or woman, but like both, because, it's a man is a human being, a woman is a human being. Okay,
say it again. See, backpedaling like hell.
Say what now?
You backpedaling.
Because if you're talking about humans, then you will have no problem with a polarity between both.
No. What I would say with qualifications, let me say it this way first. There are qualifications.
But basically, like I said, you're espousing feminist ideology.
No, you're
basically saying that the man has
a higher
alternative motive.
Propensity.
Yeah,
a higher propensity
some, no,
of,
yeah, exactly.
Of malfeasance than
no.
the woman.
No, I'm not saying, well, I'm going to say to you that no, I'm not saying that at all. But more so what I'm saying here is, okay, I kind of lost that train of thought because I kept saying no, no, no. But what
you
I want to say
no
here.
You can't say no to what you just said.
No. What I'm saying no to is what Russell was saying that I'm saying, and I'm saying no, that's not what I'm saying. That's not at all what I'm saying.
How you?
And also, I had put forth, I managed to get in the word qualification. Okay, now, with the word, having used the word qualifications, I'm going to come back and put forth my thought. Okay, I used the word qualifications in
Listen.
I'm using the word qualifications in what I'm trying to say about men and women. But then again, maybe I shouldn't use the word qualification.
No.
Listen.
Yeah, I want to hear that.
Maybe
yeah.
I shouldn't use the word qualification, but maybe I should use the word limitations instead. Or then again, maybe.
Okay, what is the limitation?
What's the limitation to be a parent?
Listen, okay, a limitation. Listen. A limitation.
Go ahead.
A limitation on a man. A limitation on a man is that a man cannot produce a child. I mean, cannot
wow.
produce a child. Listen. A man cannot produce a child from his own body. Right or wrong.
What?
Listen. I'm not a pediatrician. I'm not a psychologist. I'm not any of that. But all I do know is that from that basic point right there.
That's why I'm following you.
You're not listening.
Let him finish, Russell.
Okay.
Let him finish.
Still, what I'm saying is that...
Let me know when you're done.
From that basic truth and or situation right there, other things extend or expand from that. You know, toward the woman and then again toward the man.
Okay, then I have a question.
My question is for my own edification. So your argument is that because a man cannot produce a child, that makes the man less qualified as a parent than the woman.
Well, I'm not even going to answer that question like that. I'm not.
I'm not going to answer that question.
All right, let me listen. Go ahead. I will listen.
Go ahead.
Because you said that the qualification or
limitation
is that the one that women make the babies. Agreed. So because the woman makes the babies, that gives her more parental qualification by biology than the man.
I'm glad you used the word biology because I'm not a biologist either. But then again, just thinking logically about the precepts of biology based upon a man and woman's what
I have a question. Oh,
okay.
I do have a question then. My question then, what about the woman who can't conceive a child? That makes her less qualified?
Yeah, right.
I said no. All right, but why would you ask that question? I'm curious.
Because the thing about it is she can't conceive a child, just like that man can't. That means if she can't conceive a child, that lacks the qualification of being biologically capable to take care of that child.
Let's check on the checklist.
No, how do you come from that point and get to that point that just
I don't want to entertain hypotheticals. I mean,
because there's a lot of women who can't conceive.
We have a caller calling in from 803. So 803, you're on the line. State your name and where you're from.
Edward Nelson, South Carolina.
Hey, Edward.
What's going on, fellas?
What's going on, man?
What's up, Edward?
All right. Hey, James, I'm surprised, man.
Say it again.
I mean,
say it again, Edward. Say it again, Edward.
I mean, you excluded the gays as far as.
Well, yes, I did. You know, yes, I. Well, go ahead. Let me listen.
I mean, you excluded the gays as far as adopting children.
Mm-hmm.
You excluded men as far as being capable of adopting children. I mean, a man is just as capable as a woman is raising as far as raising a child.
Thank you.
What makes us so dispassionate where we can't do such a thing as raise a child?
Well, no.
Well, that's
I don't get that.
That's not
what
I'm saying.
That's what he was saying.
No.
That's what he was saying.
No.
He's saying not that a man can't, but because of biology, he is less
qualified.
No. Okay. I went to the area about the woman like the woman producing the child from her own body, and then again, the man isn't capable of doing that. I had to go there to kind of try to get some balance in this thing. But now, to go back into what I did say concerning men adopting, a man adopting a child, what I had said was that, okay, in a natural, how can I put it? Okay, naturally, I'm not saying it right. But okay, in a natural situation,
okay,
a man would adopt willingly, wantingly.
If it's blood.
Exactly. But a man, let us say a man don't have any family. Oh, well, maybe that's being a bit extreme. But no, let's just say a man, he got brothers and sisters, they got kids, and all of a sudden he say, well, hell, I don't have a woman, I don't want a woman, but I do want to have a kid. Why does he want to have a kid?
Because he wants someone to kill.
That's
because he wants. Okay, can I say something? Let me say something first.
Because historically, if you go back in the days, before we had an economy, before, we had to go out and work for corporations. I'm talking about back to the days where you had tribes and it was communalism. I mean, you had men that were adopting other people's children.
But
and they were
part of the same tribe. They were part of the same tribe. They weren't strangers.
No, they weren't part of the same tribe.
By the same tribe.
The thing is that a lot of people, the thing is that if you ever research, Africa and the diaspora and all that, you'll find that before the advent of what whites did with slavery, that when blacks had their form of slavery, they would take another person after a war, and they would raise those children amongst their own, but they wouldn't rank according to their own. But after a certain amount of years of being with that tribe, they would somehow come be welcome into the tribe.
Yeah, I mean,
they've been converted to their tribe.
Moses was adopted by the Pharaoh.
Exactly. That's exactly what I'm talking about. That's the way we did it back in the day. But
no.
Now I find it strange that you think that we've lost that sense of upbringing a child that's not ours. We do that. That's our innate ability that's within black men. We do that.
We do that.
I don't see
I'm
what
so
happened
serious.
Where it got so strange.
I'm saying yes and no. Well, to that even, I'm saying yes and no, but still with qualifications and or limitations. That's what I'm saying.
No qualification or limitation. Let's be real. Let's be real, Mr. Jones.
Hold on.
Now.
I will agree that there is a qualification, and I will disagree that there is a restriction on that because of the fact that blacks don't have as far as many employment options as whites. So you're not going to find a lot of blacks being capable of doing that because of the discrimination that we're already subjected to before suffering the discrimination that we'll be subjected to again by engaging in that type of activity. Because
right now we're going to have to go into a break, and this song is from Myla, featuring B.O.B., and the song is called Champion. So this is from Myla, featuring B.O.B., and the song is called Champion. And stay with
us. I'm amazed. Wow.
Stay on, Edward. Yeah, stay on with us.
All right.
One minute, you the best. The next, you my swear you try me on purpose. I swear we need a ref. Okay. But baby, I am a champion. Uh-huh. Lay back, I'll ease all the stress. I hit it from the right, hit it from the left. Lick it from the right, lick it from the left.
I'm a self-employed. This nigga acting
cool.
Step on like a boxing ring at each other's necks all day. Smoking all this
shit.
Trying to get you to stay. Kissing all up on my face. Keep trying to call me babe. It's war with the roses. I hate you, I love you, I fight you, then fuck you. Sometimes I can feel like you really my nigga, but then I'm like, fuck you. The way that we kissing, the way that you fight it, remind me of these icing. I'm heated, I'm heated, but I need it. We up in here like we up in here like
Rocky.
Hey! Beat it up like rocket. Pound for pound, Frazier Ali. Need to pay-per-view what I'm about to do. Boy, so gone, free me your name. I'm so glad that you came. Get it? Glad that you came. Get it? Glad that you came. Get it? It's war with the roses. I hate you, I love you, I fight you, then fuck you. Sometimes I can feel like you really my nigga, but then I'm like, fuck you. The way that we kissing, the way that you fight it, remind me of this icing. Yeah, I need it. We up in here like.
Rocky.
Hey! Beat it up like rock.
Look, young Bob like Rocky Balboa. I knock it out for the first round over. I'm a smoker, I'm a stoner, I'm a stroker. I got a belt, I got the title, I'm a holder. Got what you want, got what you need. Huh, I got the size, I got the speed. She hit the bell, I hit the ring. She throw it back, I bob and weave. I bob and weave. Now she rocking on top of me. Baby, please don't stop for me. No tapping out, no time for sleep. You know what I mean, you know what I bring. I'm a Scorpio, you know what I swing. When I hit it from the right, hit it from the left. Scream it in my ear, she gon' leave me there.
So L.A. with it, I'm just so L.A. with it.
Yeah.
Wake you up so I can put it in your face, nigga.
Damn.
Get it up, baby, I just wanna play with it.
Bring it, bring
let
it
me play
back.
With
bring
it,
bring
it,
bring it, bring
we
it
up
back.
In here like.
It's funny, people always talk that bullshit about how it takes a village, and
and stewardship and mentorship and apprenticeship. You know what I'm saying? All I'm saying is, hey, why can't what people have done and need to do more of be recognized under the law? That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I mean, for example, my experience on this issue is when I was coming up, I was in ninth grade, and there was this guy that had moved up from Alabama with his family, and I guess, like, you know, it didn't work out with his family. Like, you know, they put him out. You know, he was only in ninth grade, man. They kicked him out. So he came to stay with us, man. Like, you know, my parents took him in, and he stayed with us until the day he graduated.
Wow.
And then, if you want to move it up a notch to somebody that's in the public view right now, look at Whitney Houston, what she did with Bobby Christina's boyfriend, Nick Gordon.
Absolutely.
He was kicked out, too, and they took him in. So
this is what we do.
It's not uncommon for us to do this.
No. But this is not what we're talking about. We're not talking about like that.
He's talking about it's unreasonable for men to adopt without the knowledge of a woman, or just outright just adopt
just
a child because
himself.
He wants to by himself. And he said it's unreasonable. And I must say, from my experience, and this is, like I said, a personal experience, where my brother adopted a child from India and then adopted two more children, one white young man and a black young man. Now he's married with three kids, all adopted before he was married.
But okay, you're saying, Cobra, you're saying that I'm saying that it's unreasonable. Okay, I will accept that, but then again, I will qualify why I'm saying, I'll qualify why in my mind, it's unreasonable. Number one, unlike you all are saying, I haven't seen that exactly as you all are saying concerning a man, unattached to any woman, just all of a sudden getting it in his head that he wants to go to an adoption agency and file for adopting a child. I have never seen that. But further, to qualify my thinking, even the adoption agencies, no doubt they have criteria as to who can and or who cannot adopt a child. And then again, a man is one of them who is not just a single man, no doubt. All right, perhaps they will have exceptions. But again, that's the exception and not the rule for a single man to adopt a child. That's all I'm saying.
I hate to inform you, but the exception is not that way no more. If you look into research,
it's not because that was a form of discrimination.
So
it was discrimination. It's not that way anymore, my man. I'm so serious.
So,
it's not.
No. Listen. So then you're saying it's not that way anymore. So therefore, are you saying that it is the rule, or are you agreeing, or are you unwilling to agree that it's the exception?
That is the rule as of now. If you a qualified human being that
has
no...
No.
If you're let's go there. Let me finish.
Thank you.
You're a qualified man who has no background or a notorious background, who can financially provide for a child, has a balanced psychological, they will give you a child today. Just
all right. What I would ask
the only person I know
just,
did that was Danny Warbuck, the Little Orphan Annie.
But something like that, yeah. But no. You see, because as for myself, this is why a lot of times when I find myself in conversation with others, a lot of times they'll throw something out there, and I really refuse to respond to it because it won't go nowhere. Because there's a whole lot of ifs, ands, and buts all in there, and I mean it's just not there. There is. Let me put this.
There's no ifs, ands, or buts. Now you can go there and say that my.
There's no ifs, ands, or buts because
if you want to, Mr. Jones, we can go so far that I could send you an article right now. A man down here who just adopted a black child who's Asian, single man.
Okay. Actually, going back to the original issue, about about child support being a noose around men's necks, and I guess black men in particular. You know, as I said earlier, I would say yes and no to that. But also Russell had also brought up something wherein he has said that the way the laws are, they're all screwed up, and I would agree with that. The child support system, their laws, as I was reading in an article, they should be reformed, because also, as Russell has said, you know, putting a person in jail for lack of child support payments, what good is that? I mean, if he's in jail, what? No. They make what in jail? 9 cents an hour? If it's 9 cents an hour, what can he do? But anyway, they do need reform.
Here's what I disagree with on that issue.
Mm-hmm.
Like you just said, I do, like, you know, I agree with you. Like, you know, that part of the law needs to be revisited as far as making it more equitable for men or whoever, women that actually have that support order to pay it.
Mm-hmm.
Because it would make more sense to let a person remain at large and capable of working to earn money than, like you said, in prison as a slave, earning a slave wage for not taking care of that child. See, there was
mm-hmm.
one time when you were given these child support orders, and before they actually had a hearing, the judge didn't even look into your financial picture to see what you were capable of paying before
mm-hmm.
ordering you to pay an award. Now, that in itself was inequitable because of the fact that without the financial picture, you were basically condemned to pay something that you couldn't pay, and the decision was arbitrary and capricious because there was no consideration in the decision at all. So, but now what I'm seeing in the laws now is that they have hearings where they look into that financial picture to determine whether or not a person is capable of, or incapable of making that award. And if not, the court assists the father or the mother with obtaining some type of employment or volunteering somewhere to get experience to obtain a job to satisfy that award.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that I think is more equitable.
Well, no doubt it is, if it is in fact like that. But then again, we can say that at least the system is there trying to instill responsibility into, let us say, the person who has to pay this child support. You know, trying to instill a sense of responsibility and having him or her do something to make the law, or not necessarily make the law right, but to comply with the law. That's better said. They are, in fact, making them
something
to comply with the law.
Mm.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. But the thing is that, like, you know, we're living in an environment now where, I mean, even the president admits, like, you know, we're on an economic recovery. So you can't expect for everybody to be employed. We're not at full employment. Mm.
No.
So I don't think it would be fair to require that everybody, like, you know, make these payments. You have to adjust, like, you know, their ability to pay along.
Absolutely.
And you got to take in consideration the environment that we're in.
That's
you
right.
Know,
well, even,
and you got to
well,
also.
Well, even in terms of like what you were saying, in terms of, you know, the court finding some kind of employment, and or perhaps I don't know if it's true that they'll have them do community service, and or, you know, how they do with the welfare system. If a person is going to apply for Department of Social Services monies, if they are allowed to get that, they put them to work doing something. And then
exactly.
and then once they do that, I mean, no doubt that person don't receive the wages, especially if they are owing child support. Child support gets that money that person who is working does not get, which is not really fair also, but again, it's the law.
But the point of the fact is, it's like, for example, too, I'm going to go there. I believe a lot of times what you said is very true, and I agree with those things, what Ed was saying, but a lot of times, and I'm saying in experience that I've seen, a lot of time women use the law and child support to punish the man. For example,
yep.
punish
exactly.
the man. And sometimes you see that woman who gets child support and that man pays that child support regularly, next year she's asking for an increase. The next year she's asking. It's not the purpose of she needs the money. Yeah. She's there to punish. She was trying to get it there to a limit to a point that he can't pay it. So now I can put you in jail. Now I can punish you.
Yeah, and then she uses the money not for the kid but for her own selfish needs.
Exactly.
Well, that's true in that aspect of it. But again, you know, there you're using the vindictiveness.
Extreme,
well,
right?
Well, in extreme and or the vindictiveness of a person, you know, to make it sound like that, like this is not a good structure and or a good.
It is not a good
proposal.
Structure.
No,
it is not a good structure.
No.
It is not
a
good structure.
A good proposal, at least a good proposal. A good proposal in the sense that, you know.
For who?
Well, listen, a good proposal in the sense that someone has to take responsibility for that child. And then too, it shouldn't just be the mother herself, because the mother herself didn't get that child here by herself. That goes back to what I said before. Yes and no concerning the noose around the neck thing. Yes and no.
But the thing about it is that I agree that the mother didn't get that child before. But that's going to the extreme. That's going to the extreme.
Well, you're breaking up. You're
okay. Can you hear me now?
There you go. Cool. Yeah, you better.
Can you hear me better?
I say let's go to the extreme then. Like I say, it's used for punishment. Oh, well, okay. Let's say, for example. I'm using this, like I said, yet again, an experience I know of. Let's say, example, this man does pay child support. This man has had to pay child support. He's been increased over the years. This is where I have a problem, where I go back to Russell, that there's no equal accountability of the law. He found out later along the years that child wasn't his.
Well, that's...
Let me finish. Years into it, that woman gets to say, from all that child support, from all that, she gets to say, my bad, and walk away.
Well, okay.
No, hold on. Let me comment on that.
Please do.
What you're talking about is a situation that involves what the law looks at as what they call the putative father. Basically, it's a term that means that he's the commonly known as father. And basically, that's determined based upon what the court calls in the best interest of the child. Now, there are many ways that can come about, because if a woman is pregnant, okay, and that man tells that woman, not knowing who's, like, believing that the child is his, in which it may not be his, but he tells this woman while she's pregnant that when this child is born, I'm going to take care of our child. That in itself is actually an enforceable contract. I mean, you can actually go to a woman can actually take that man to court and have the court enforce that contract based upon that oral statement that he made to her. And the thing is that you can also have a child that's not biologically yours and biologically belong to someone else, but yet you believe that child is yours. And you raise that child to a certain extent, and once that child recognizes you as the father, then you develop what the court calls the putative father stigma. And once you develop that, it's in the best interest of the child, because the court doesn't want to hurt the child. As a matter of fact, the law doesn't want to hurt the child. So they allow that to continue. You cannot deny that child as far as being the father, because once that child recognizes you as that, the court is going to continue that in the best interest of that child.
Okay.
So a lot of people
again,
look at that law and say, oh, that's rather unfair, this and that. It's unfair to hurt that child by telling that child that person is not that person, that is not his father, because emotionally that would destroy the child.
But again,
so the law has a lot of protections in place to stop a lot of nonsense.
But
now,
also,
I don't think that is fair. I don't think that is fair to a certain extent that the biological father gets to escape responsibility.
Totally.
But then again, I understand.
That's where I am.
I understand. Excuse me?
That's what I'm saying. The thing about, you know, the biological
father. I understand the scope as far as you raising a child and not knowing it's yours, and then all of a sudden you come to know that it's not yours. You know,
but again,
DNA,
even,
you know, it's just.
that's what I was going to say. I mean, like all that can be prevented from the jump by what having that that DNA test. And then
I
again,
tell
something...
people that constantly. Get that damn DNA. No, I'm the father, man. Man, get that DNA test, man.
Well, but that's what I'm saying. Ed, all that you just said could have been, you know, prevented from the jump by that man taking it upon himself to go and have that test tested if he knows that he is not the father.
Let me finish.
Let me ask you this, guys, one question.
Go ahead.
What will you find yourself paying dearly for all your life?
A child. That's not you. A child.
No.
That could be many things.
What you will find yourself paying dearly for all your life is what you don't know.
Ignorance.
Because if you don't know how to do it, you got to pay somebody else that know how to do it.
Exactly.
And if you don't know that a child is yours, you won't pay a court to tell you it's yours.
Well,
you gonna pay dearly for that.
But unless you're in the state, in the different, it depends on the state, because I know the state of Indiana has what they call the bastard law, whereas you are, let's say for example, you are married. I'm gonna use this example. You are married to this woman. You find out she conceived a child with another man, and you divorce her. But she had that. She conceived that child when you were still married. By the state of law, Indiana, you are still that father, and you're responsible for that child.
That's in New York as well.
You know,
because
so.
as part of the marriage, and the sanctity of the marriage, the law recognizes that all the fruits from the woman's womb will be the marital husband.
Exactly.
Whether it's his or not.
And even if he had DNA test, it's still his responsibility.
Yeah, that's right.
But
So what he has to do to get rid of that, to avoid all that, is that he has to show the adultery. And once you show the adultery, then you can work with it.
But then what about the divorce aspect in that as well? That would clinch it or do away with it?
No, they don't give a damn about that.
You have to have a ground.
Yep.
You have to have a ground. When you get divorced, you have to claim a ground.
Well,
exactly.
That would be right there, infidelity.
And if you fail to mention the right ground, then you can't later come to complain that, oh, she had a child while we were married. Well, why didn't you divorce her based upon that ground?
Well,
exactly.
That's what I'm saying. But like you're going over that. But just to mention, right now we got about 3 minutes left, and we have stayed on this topic, which is okay because we really wrangled on it. But I just want to throw out there we got like 3 minutes left, so let's continue talking on this.
All right, I'm listening to you guys now.
but what I was saying there though is that, you know, concerning the divorce aspect and then again the reason for the divorce would be the infidelity. But then again, I guess we're saying that okay, the guy would have to prove the infidelity. But then
he has to.
The proof is right there. I mean, the DNA also.
No.
Look, that's
the
not
thing
my
about
child.
It is that, but see, the thing
well,
about
in a
it
case
is the
like
court.
That,
the
they,
court
would call, they would call something like that called res ipsa loquitur, which basically means the thing
which
speaks
means...
for itself. The thing,
okay,
the DNA test speaks for itself.
That sounds good to me. But you want to know something also about this issue? This may be going really, really beyond, but I think it is in fact somewhat related. As we know, okay, the child support laws really came about within the way they hit hard now, really within the last, what, two or three decades. But what I think about often is that back during the period of slavery, I mean, black people were black women were used as breeders, and black men were used as, what do they call them, studs.
Right.
So like, therefore, you know, black children were being produced in abundance, and then again, there was no big alarm there about who's going to take care of them. But all of a sudden now today, because, you know, we can't be used as we once had been, all of a sudden now there's a big uproar about you know, you guys are having too many children, and, you know, something got to be
done.
Now, that conversation you just mentioned was a whole different focus of what it is
today.
Back then, master wasn't taking care of children. He was taking care of his property.
Yeah, property.
Well,
property.
Well, yep. Okay, yeah. Okay, but we got about a minute left, so we're going to have to go on and sign off, y'all. And we want to say, I want to say, well, I thank everybody for listening in, and thank you, Ed, for having called in.
Yes.
And guys.
All right, thank you for having me.
All right, I guess I'll
speak to you guys next week, man. Like, you know, I've been kind of wrapped up in these books. I got to do my midterm coming this coming April.
That's a good thing, Ed.
So,
that's right. That's a good thing, baby. That's a good thing. Hey, we could definitely keep in touch, Edward. You have anything else to say about this? Because we haven't heard from
you. Nah, he is something that, you know, we've had a little bit more time to deal with.
Yeah, me too, man.
You know,
we
pick it up again next week. Same bat time, same bat time.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, good night, guys.
Good night, man. I want to say to everybody, follow me on Hooligan Nation on Twitter. This was an awesome subject. I have been enlightened by Mr. Jones so much that it really enlightened me. So, same back channel, baby.
Yeah, same every time. And follow me on Twitter at YankeeMan1973. Thank you very much.
And follow me on Twitter at Augie Troy.
Oh, okay. I'll be following you then.
Now we're going to be following you now.
We're going to keep in touch, brother. All right, man.
That was awesome, guys. That was a good conversation, man. That was an excellent conversation.
That's excellent. You have anything to say, Mr. Jones, before we leave?
Urban Society, we're out.
Oh, there you go. Adios. Layers and tomatoes.
Dream. Ain't nothing but another calculated scheme to get us locked up, shut up and back insane. Two deniers of the future, rob our names. Kept my history a mystery, but now I see the American dream wasn't meant for me. Cause Lady Liberty's a hypocrite, she lied to me. While it's for freedom, education, equality never gave me nothing but slavery. And now look at how dangerous it made me, calling me a madman. Cause I'm strong and bold with this gun full of knowledge of the lies you told. Promise me emancipation and this new nation. All you ever gave my people with starvation. Fathers of this country never cared for me. They kept my ancestors shackled up in slavery. And Uncle Sam never did a damn thing for me. Set live by the facts in my history. So now I'm sitting here mad cause I'm unemployed. But the government's glad cause they enjoy when my people are down. So they can sue us around. Time to change the government now. Panther power. Panther power.
Immunity. Act like America, like a case of heart disease. Panther power is running through my arteries. Try to stop me, oh boy, you'll be clawed to death. Cause I'll be fighting for my freedom with my dying breath. Do you remember? That's what I'm asking you. You think you're living free? Don't make me laugh at you. Open your eyes, realize you've been locked in chains. Said you wasn't civilized and stole your name. Cause the time has passed, seems to all forget. There is no liberty for you and me, we ain't free yet. Panther power. Panther power. Panther power. Panther power. As real as it seems, the American dream. another calculated scheme to get us locked up, shut up and back insane, to deny us of the future, rob our name, kept my history a mystery, but now I see, the American dream wasn't meant for me, cause Lady Liberty's a hypocrite, she lied to me, while it's for freedom, education, equality, never gave me nothing but slavery, and now look at how dangerous it made me, calling me a madman, cause I'm strong and bold, with this gunful of knowledge of the lies it told, promised me emancipation, and this new nation, all you ever gave my people was salvation, fathers of the country never cared for me, they kept my ancestors shackled up in slavery, and Uncle Sam never did a damn thing for me, step lie about the facts in my history, so now I'm sitting here mad cause I'm unemployed, but the government's glad cause they enjoy when my people are down, so they can screw us around, time to change the government now, pass the power.